In Australia, a group of refugees from Afghanistan ended a hunger strike today, which was protesting the amount of time it is taking to process asylum applications. The asylum seekers called off the strike because they were promised that a representative from Canberra would be sent to talk to them, and they may have their claims processed faster. The refugees are also concerned over news the Australian government has signed a memorandum of understanding with Afghanistan, which might lead to them being returned home to face possible persecution. The Curtin Detention Centre is located in the Diocese of Broome in Western Australia. Its bishop, Christopher Saunders, is also the chairman of the Australian Social Justice Council. He told Charles Collins he is calling on the government to treat asylum seekers better.
Well, I speak on behalf of the Australian Catholic Social Justice Council, and in doing so, what I am saying is that there has been a new agreement reached between the Australian government and the Afghanistan government regarding the repatriation of some of those that we call asylum seekers here in Australia. There is a large amount of unrest in one of the camps, which is in my diocese, at a place called Curtin, based largely on the uncertainty of the asylum seekers wondering what is to become of them. These are desperate people who have left their own countries where they felt endangered. They came across seas and open boats, putting their own lives in danger again, and have ended up behind barbed wire in a camp on the edge of the desert in northwestern Australia. This is a remote location without a great deal of facilities, although the amenities themselves are pleasant enough. But just the same, they're looking out at a bleak environment through barbed wire. And the feeling amongst themselves is that some deal has been done between the Australian government and the Afghani government, and that they are going to become victims rather than people who find the peace that they're looking for. So what I'm saying to the Australian government on behalf of the Australian Catholic Social Justice Council is, process these people as soon as possible, as you have promised, and to date haven't done. Remove them from behind barbed wire and place them in Australian society where they can live in a more humane conditions. And make those who are asylum seekers part of the Australian community as soon as possible. And that's basically what it's about.
You mentioned that this detention centre is within your diocese. You've mentioned the barbed wire, the looking out onto the desert. Are there any other problems within the detention centres? Is there any overcrowding? Are there things for people to do while they're there? What are conditions like in this detention centre?
Well, you must remember that this is a detention centre that is some 40 kilometres from the nearest town, and some 180 kilometres north of Broome. There's not much for them to do there. They do have a room with aerobic and weight machines. They do have a tent put aside for their prayer meetings. There are classrooms in which they can learn English and learn about Australia while they're waiting for the case to be processed. They have a wonderful kitchen arrangement. There's nothing wrong with the rooms that they're living in. But we have to remember that these 1,000 men, and that's what they are, all Hazara men from Afghanistan, these 1,000 men are there, separated from their families. They've come out ahead on the boats across dangerous seas, and now they've been incarcerated. And they're wondering, here they are in the midst of what to them seems to be nowhere, with not a great deal in terms of resources. Although telephones are available to them, just the same, they're a long way from the assistance of lawyers and groups that help asylum seekers. They are stuck very much physically on the edge of Australian society, and I'm afraid that they've been marginalised. What I think they need to do is to bring them back into the mainstream.
And as a final question, this issue, we've talked to Australian bishops about it for years now. It's always a contentious political issue within Australia. Do you think there is the political will to have asylum reform?
I think our society is divided pretty well down the middle on this. I think that Australia has, in its recent history of the last 200 years of European settlement, has had something of a xenophobic flavour about it. I think this is the kind of the last bastion of it. We are actually a country of migrants, and we've made different waves of migrants welcome here in this country. My own ancestry speaks of English and Scottish and Welsh and French. And all of those people were able to feel welcome here. But there's been a resentment towards those who look different, who aren't European. That has lifted and in the recent years. We now welcome Chinese and Asians. But here are people who have landed on our doorstep in boats, looking desperate. And there's a certain percentage in Australian society of people who are reluctant to make them feel welcome. I think it's part and parcel of the Christian Church's message to say that we are all sons and daughters of God, and there is a welcome in our home for all peoples. And justice cries out for that, and so does our pledge to see that these people live in a humane and fulfilled life. The statement that we have issued today really calls on two main things. Firstly, to the government to fulfil its promise to process the applications of these asylum seekers as soon as possible, to release them from this situation of incarceration and behind barbed wire in desert facilities. The second thing is to alleviate the fear amongst them that these people are going to be sent back to their lands where they will again be persecuted. We call on the government to come forward and to speak to these people in the detention centres, to leave the confines of Canberra and come up and see how the other half lives and talk to those who are behind barbed wire. These people are frightened. They are terrified, in fact, of being sent back home again. Somebody needs to alleviate that fear.